Unit 8, Task 4.
In the studio with me is John Kelly from TechSprint. Mr. Kelly, what exactly is a multifunction printer?
Well, essentially, it's an all-in-one device that can work as a scanner, a fax and a photocopier, as well as a printer.
And these devices are becoming very popular. What are the factors behind their success?
Basically, they're cheaper and more versatile than standalone products. The printing and scanning components are well integrated, and they come with an LCD screen, slots for memory cards, and PictBridge connections.
What's PictBridge exactly?
It's a technology developed by Canon that lets you send images from a memory card in a digital camera or a camera phone directly to a printer. No computer is necessary. All you have to do is take pictures with your camera and connect it to a printer via a USB cable.
And what kind of things can multifunction printers print? Can they just print sheets of paper, or do they print other things as well?
Oh, yes, they can print envelopes, labels, and even transparencies.
Do multifunction printers have any downsides or disadvantages?
Yes. There are a lot of components in one machine, so if it breaks down, you may lose all of its functions at the same time. Also, they can only do one thing at a time. For example, you can't print a document and receive a fax simultaneously.
And what about software? Should I get any photo editing software if I buy a multifunction printer?
Well, they usually include a CD with the printer drivers, OCR, and photo and image software. You can do some basic editing, like adjusting brightness and removing red eyes. However, if you want better results, you'll need specialised software.
What would your advice be to someone thinking about buying one of these devices?
Only a couple of things, really. Bear in mind that companies don't make money from the printer, but from the ink. If you print a lot, you'll spend a lot of money on cartridges. So consider buying printers with cheap ink cartridges. Finally, if you're a home user, you should go for an inkjet-based model. But for group works and businesses that need high-quality, low-cost-per-page output at large quantities, I'd recommend a laser unit.